was Huda, of a mountain lord. I heard about a stone that came rolling down from Babylon. I heard about a stone that was Huda, of a mountain lord, and tore down the kingdoms of this world. Oh Lord, I'm searching for that stone that was hewed out of a mountain, Lord. I'm searching for that stone that came rolling down from Babylon. I'm searching for that stone that was hewed out of a mountain, Lord, and tore down the kingdoms of this world.
Stone that was hewn out. Let's study about him today. This is Bishop Tim Garner welcoming you to today's broadcast. Today we're going to be studying on the subject of spiritual warfare. To lay a foundation for this study, I need to explain that the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed, and the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. The events of the Old Testament have spiritual truths that apply to the New Testament covenant relationship with Christ Jesus. God used events in the Old Testament to teach us valuable lessons for the Christian life in the New Covenant relationship. The Pentecostal holiness teaching has been persecuted by many of the mainline denominations, but we have solid teachings, and it is necessary that we teach these things in order that we might defeat the devil and walk in victory. We're going to study these lessons that the Old Testament provide for us. This lesson will help you bring in the victory and to experience it in your life. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil has a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." You have an adversary who wants to devour you and stop you from serving God. The devil is your enemy. And we know that the devil is your enemy because of the teachings of Christ. In Exodus 15:6, it says that thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, has dashed in pieces the enemy. We see that the Lord will dash into pieces our enemies, and that we must apply his word to defeat the enemy. In Exodus 15:9, the enemy said, "I will pursue, I will overtake, and I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them, and I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them." The enemy said, "I will pursue, overtake, divide your goods, draw his sword or his words, and destroy you." He hates you. The devil literally hates you. In John 10:10, it says that, this is Christ speaking, that the thief cometh but to steal, kill, and destroy. And that I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus said here that the devil was a thief, and that he came to you to steal and to kill and to destroy you. He doesn't want you to experience the spiritual life that Christ died to give us. We must know how to fight him and his efforts to destroy you. In Exodus 23:22, God says, "But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then will I be an enemy to thine enemies and an adversary to thine adversaries." If you walk in obedience to his word, he will fight your enemies. The devil and his cohorts and his workers will be defeated in your life. This is a spiritual battle, and we must apply spiritual principles that is taught from the Old and the New Testament in order to succeed in this battle. God said in Exodus 23:27, I will send my fear before thee, and will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come. And I will make all thine enemies turn back unto thee. God will go before you and make the devil turn from you. God says in Leviticus 26:7, and ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you and by the sword. Your words. God says here to chase your enemy, the devil, and to run him out of your life. Run him off by your words, your sword, and your spirit. Working with his spirit and his words. This is the way to accomplish spiritual victories in your life. In Leviticus 26:9, we see that he says, for I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. God says if you will chase your enemies and go after the devil to run him out of your life, he will respect you for it, and he will establish his covenant with you. And that's what we're trying to achieve as Christians. In Numbers 10:9, it says, and if you will go to war in your land against the enemies that oppress you, then ye shall blow an alarm with trumpets, and ye shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and ye shall be saved from your enemies. If you go to war after your enemies, God will remember you and save you from your enemies. Moses said in Numbers 10:35, rise up, Lord, and let thine enemies be scattered, and let them that hate thee flee before thee. Now, he was sending before the children of God into the promised land and going into battle, and the ark was going before them. And the ark represents both the word of God, with the Ten Commandments being in the ark, and the presence of God, because his anointing and his cherubims and his presence was on the ark. So it's his word and his presence that went before the children of God. And Moses asked the Lord that he would see that and rise up and make the enemies of his people Israel to flee before him and before his people. And God honored Moses' words, wouldn't you agree? Okay, now in Numbers 14:42, he said, go not up, for the Lord is not among you, that ye be not smitten before your enemies. There was a problem, and he was telling them about it. He said there was sin in the camp. And Moses says, don't go to battle with sin in the camp. So we must get rid of sin before we can win the battle against our enemy, the devil. We confess it. We ask the Lord to forgive us. We plead the blood over it. We follow the principles of repentance and get rid of it and forsake it. And then you're ready then to go into battle. But you don't want to go in battle with sin in your life. You see, the devil uses sin in your life to defeat you when you go on the offensive. So we have to keep holiness and righteousness and uprightness in our hearts and minds in order to be victorious against our sworn enemy, the devil. He is real, and he's out to hurt you. And walking with God, his way, is the way to victory. In Numbers 32:21, he says, and we'll go out all of you armed over Jordan before the Lord, until that he has driven out his enemies from before him. So we go armed over against our enemies and drive them out. We put on the whole armor of God and go into battle. The armor of God we can see very clearly defined for us in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. That's Ephesians 6, 11. In Deuteronomy 6, 19, he says, to cast out all thine enemies from before thee, as the Lord has spoken. So the Lord says to us to cast out these enemies, the devil and his minions and his forces that are arrayed against you, and these spirits that try to hurt you and mess up your Christian walk. They have to be defeated. They have to be cast out and driven from you in order for you to walk in the victory Christ died to give you. Now, Jesus said in Mark 16, 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. In my name they shall speak with new tongues, he says. Now, he said that's them that believe that will do these things, that will cast out devils. That's you and me. That's us. And he said, Jesus himself said, that you should cast out these devils. Drive these devils out of your life. Put the word, the blood, and the name out there and drive him and push him and resist him and cast him out and be done with him, because he's out to hurt you with these spirits. And these spirits are trying to destroy your Christian walk, keep you from the victory. Many people say, well, I don't get that in my life. I don't experience that. I don't feel that. I don't have that happening. I can't testify to that. That's because these spirits are keeping you from the victory. And we have to deal with them. We can't just leave them in our life. In Deuteronomy 20:11, he says, when thou goest out to battle against thine enemies, and seest horses and chariots and people more than thou, be not afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Of course, we know Egypt is the type of the world in the Old Testament. So the Lord has took us out of Egypt, out of the world, and now he wants us to go into the promised land, and we do that by battle. We have to battle our enemy, the devil, and his minions. God says, don't be afraid of your enemies. Or go by what you see out there. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. Looking not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. Okay, and so he says, don't let fear pursue and fight these battles. And the Lord will do battle for you. This is a working relationship. You going forth with the word, the blood, and the name, and against the spirits that are against you, and the Lord will come up beside you, and then he's obligated to respond to you employing his word, and he will drive these enemies out of your life. But you have to do your part, and then he will come alongside you and do his part. And together, you will get the victory. See, he won't do it if you don't speak the word and plead the blood and speak the name. And he's waiting on you. He's waiting on you to engage in this battle. Okay? Now, the Bible says that let not your heart be in a fear about these things. In Deuteronomy 23, chapter 20, verse 3, he says, hear, O Israel, ye approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not your heart faint. Fear not, and do not tremble. Neither be ye terrified because of them. So don't be afraid of the devil. He says, don't be afraid of your enemies, because God is with you. The ark and the presence, the word, is right there with you to defeat these enemies when you engage in the battle. And we have to engage in the battle. Okay, and so in Deuteronomy 28, verse 7, he says, the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall go out against thee one way, and they will flee before you in seven ways. Notice the Lord will defend you when you walk with him, when you employ these tactics, when you have a working relationship with him in the battle, then you will gain the victory. They will go out in seven ways. In Deuteronomy 33, verse 27, he says, "The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall destroy them." God is your refuge, he says right there, and he will fight for you when you go to battle. And he says, go after your spiritual enemies, and he will be with you. Romans chapter 16, verse 20, the Bible says that, "And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly." And we know that he's under our feet because of Psalm 91 that says that thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder and the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample underfoot. And so he's looking for you to do your part, and you will win, and the devil will be under your feet, and he will not prevent you from having the things God has for you. Okay, in Deuteronomy 33, verse 29, he says, "Happy art thou, O Israel. Who is like unto thee, O people, saved by the Lord? The shield of your help. And who is the sword of thine excellency? And thine enemies shall be found liars. And unto thee shalt thou tread upon their high places." Well, that's the victory there. They'll be found out that the devil is a liar, and his people that try to deceive you draw you into things that you're not supposed to be involved in because he's deceiving you with temptations and things of that nature. Notice you are a person saved by the Lord. He is your shield. He protects you. And he is your sword. He will go and smite your enemy, the devil, and drive him back when you employ his tactics and his reasons and his instructions. The devil is found then to be a liar. He is lying to you when he says you can't overcome. When he says you can't win against him, God will save you and be your shield and defeat your enemy. Joshua 7 verse 8 says that, "O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies? Fear of this battle will cause you to flee in the battle." Fear is a trick of the devil. Cast out fear, as it is said in the New Testament, that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So if it didn't come from God, then it come from the devil. So we got to get fear out of our life, because it will cause you to disengage from the battle, turn from the battle, or lose the battle. Fear over what the enemy's trying to do is not the answer. The answer is faith. And fear is the opposite of faith. So we have to drive out that spirit of fear right off the bat. In Joshua 10:25, it says, "And Joshua said unto them, Fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage. For thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom ye fight." Joshua says, fear not. Don't be dismayed. Be of a good courage, and God will fight with you and for you, and you will win. We have to remember that the devil is a defeated foe. He don't know that all the time, but we have to do our part to remind him as much as possible. He is a defeated foe. Joshua 21 verse 44 says that the Lord gave them rest round about according to all that he swore unto their fathers, and there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hands. Well, that's what we need. We need these spirits put down under our feet, and we have to do our part and engage in this battle. We can't deny this battle is there. They fought, the Lord won and gave them the rest. You see, he joined in there, and he brought them into a restful place because they had engaged the battle, the enemy in battle, and they had won. They fought in his name, and they won. All their enemies were defeated. The modern Christian fights depression, fear, poverty, disease, lust, anger, grief, sorrow, and we could go on. But these are spiritual. spirits that are sent against us, and we have to break their power over us and not allow them to tempt us and engage us and draw and defeat us, because that's their job. That's what they're trying to do. And we have to fight these spirits. These spirits are real, and they work in every person's life to try to destroy the victory Christ died to give you. And they can only be overcome by the name, the word, and by the blood, and by application. In 1 Samuel 2:1, Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation." Your words carry weight. Your mouth is enlarged over the words of your spiritual enemies when you speak the word, when you call upon the name, when you plead the blood, when you intercede in prayer. See, your words, your mouth is exalted over the mouth of the devil, in other words. Okay, in 1 Samuel 30, verse 8, David inquired at the Lord, saying, "Shall I pursue this troop," which was his enemy? They had come in and took his family and his goods and his property and fled with it. And he asked the Lord, "Should I pursue after this troop? And shall I overtake them?" And the Lord answered him and said, "Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. The devil has stolen things from you, but I've got good news for you. The Lord gives things back. If you will pursue that devil that stole this, that, or the other, and you will overtake him, and you will recover all. Whether it be your health or your finances or things that the devil has stole from you throughout the years. If you will engage him in battle for these things, you can take them back. And God will give you the victory." And in 2 Samuel 22, verse 38, David said, "I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them, and I turned not again until I had consumed them." Pursue your spiritual enemies and stay after them. Don't stop fighting until you consume them. Drive them away from with the blood and with the name and with the word of God. You can be, if you can do it, if you're determined to do it and to stay into the fight and not give in to feelings of inadequacy. See, he's given you the victory, but you have to employ the tools in order to win the battle. Just like the modern army would employ a tank to win a tank battle. If you go out there with a BB gun, you're not going to do any good with that. Okay. In 1 Kings 8:33, we say that he says, "When thy people Israel be smitten down before the enemy because they have sinned against thee." Okay, so we see right there that if there's sin in there, we got to deal with that. Confess it, get rid of sin to make sure you can win in battle. Don't allow sin to defeat you in your battles. Confess it, forsake it, God will forgive you and give you the victory over your enemy. In 1 John 5:18, we know, it says that we know that whatsoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is born of God keepeth himself, and the wicked one touches him not. So if you will keep yourself, the wicked one won't touch you. He won't win. He won't get the victory over you. And so it's very clear then that we want to keep righteousness and holiness and uprightness before the Lord in order to win our victories. In 2 Kings 17:39 it says, "But the Lord your God ye shall fear, and he shall deliver you out of the hand of all your enemies. If you will walk in the fear of the Lord," he says, "he will deliver you from all your enemies." In 1 Chronicles 17:10 it says, "Moreover, I will subdue all thine enemies. Furthermore, I tell thee that the Lord will build thee an house." So God says he will subdue all your enemies and will build you your house. So He will provide for you, and he will subdue these enemies if you engage them in battle. In Psalms 41:11, we see that it says, "By this I know that thou favorest me, because my enemy does not triumph over me." So when we walk in his ways, he favors us, and our spiritual enemies don't triumph over us. We follow instructions, and we fight, and we win. In Psalm 44:5, it says, "Through thee we will push down our enemies, through thy name we shall tread them under that rise up against us." That's the devil. Through God we shall tread upon these spiritual enemies, and we will get them under our feet and gain the victory. In Psalm 55:3, it says, "Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me." So I want you to understand that the enemy has a voice, but you don't have to listen to him or his lying ways. He says, cast down these words, because these words ain't got nothing on you. You know, don't listen to his words, his temptations and things. In Psalms 56:2, it says, "My enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou Most High." So the enemy works daily to get after you, to swallow you up. So we have to watch and pray and fight and win. That is the way we get the victory over these spirits. And we have to use the name and the blood and the word to achieve it. In Psalms 56:9, he says, "When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies be turned back. This I know, God is for me." So God is for you, and when you fight and pray, the enemies will turn back. So drive them back and watch the blessings of the Lord overtake you. You see, the Lord is for you, and he wants you to win. And if we do what he says, you will then win. And so we must take these principles and put them to work on a daily basis. And remember that you've already gotten the victory if you will just engage in the battle. Okay? The victory is already sure. All we have to do is what God told us to do. Okay? And then we'll have the victory. God bless you. This is Bishop Tim Garner, and I bless you and your family. Here at the close of our broadcast, I need to give you contact information and details on the ministry. Thank you for being with me today on the Bishop Garner broadcast. Today's program is available for a love offering of $12. March is our telethon month. We have opportunities to air our program in 17 additional market areas with your assistance. The telethon helps us with our operational expense. If you have been blessed with this broadcast, please consider sowing a seed into this ministry to help me bring a fresh word to your brothers and sisters in other market areas as well as this one. You can phone me at our office here to make a pledge or to send a prayer request or donation or order a program at 864-364-9938. You can write me at Bishop Tim Garner, P.O. Box 1465, Seneca, South Carolina 29679. Our web address is www.bishopgarner.org. Today's broadcast can be ordered using the same address, just give the date of it. And I encourage you to get a copy of it for your friends and family members. Please make your checks payable to Tim Garner. Again, the contact details are phone number 864-364-9938. And the address is Bishop Tim Garner, P.O. Box 1465, Seneca, South Carolina 29679. If you're a local business, advertising spots are available. Just contact our office. And our website again is www.bishopgarner.org. God bless you and your family, and be with you this coming week. Be with me next week on Wednesday at 12 noon. And thank you for your time and your efforts to spread the gospel throughout the world. Be blessed and always, in Jesus' name. Amen.